Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So just a quick recap on last week's power surge, 1 through 6. It was Buffalo at the top, Philly at 2, Baltimore at 3, Green Bay at 4, Tampa at 5, and the Chargers came in at 6. Those that were just on the outside looking in, Kansas City, Washington, Detroit, Denver, the Rams, Minnesota. A lot of things going on with those teams.
A lot of those teams lost.
Yes. So we got some 0-2 teams now. And I will say this. I have no 0-2 teams in my top six.
Well, I would hope not.
No. And then some of the other teams that were just on the outside looking in. Arizona, Cincy, the Texans, and San Francisco. Just like there are some 0-2 teams in that first level that were on the outside looking in, there are some 2-0 teams in that third group. So where do those teams go? What do I have? And so I'll let you know right now that Houston, they're still on the outside looking in, obviously. They're 0-2. But I still think that they're a team that at 0-2 could make the playoffs. I know it's a long shot, and it's not as long as it used to be. There's been teams that have done it, but they lost to the Rams and they lost to the Bucks. So they lost to two good teams, teams that I'm going to talk about here in just a little bit. Cincinnati is kind of in that third tier right now. I know that they're 2-0, but without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, you can't put him in.
No. And so it's just keep an eye on them because Jake Browning has done it before. He's come in. He's won a couple of games for them. I just don't think he can do it long term. Denver, 1-1, and a very controversial loss. Jim, did you see that loss to the Colts? Where
the leverage on the
– yeah.
On the field goal at the end.
I understand it. It's just one of those calls that's not called until it's called, and then it all of a sudden becomes an issue. Washington, as these teams that are just nearly on the outside looking in. 1-1. Jaden Daniels banged up. So it's going to affect them. San Francisco, 2-0. But wins over Seattle and New Orleans, what do those mean? And no Brock Purdy for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Although Mac Jones looked good.
Mac Jones looked good, and he's a former first-round pick. Mm-hmm. So they've had a shot at a number of first-round picks at quarterback. Arizona, that also, team that I keep chirping about, 2-0, NFC West. But their two wins right now are Saints and Panthers.
Niners play the Cardinals this week.
Yes.
That could be a play-in game for the power surge.
It very well could be. Indy, first time I've talked about them. 2-0. Daniel Jones, twice now. He's been over 300 yards passing, and I believe their punter has yet to punt this season.
They haven't punted yet. Are they in the power surge?
They are not. I'm telling you the teams that are on the outside looking in.
Okay.
All right. So, they're just on the outside, and Jonathan Taylor, 165 yards on the ground against Denver. Now, we both believe that Denver's a good defense, right?
I think so, yeah.
So that's a hell of an accomplishment, also with the fact that they put up over 400 yards on that defense. Maybe the first controversy that we have, the Rams, who were at 6, are now at 7. And I know I'm not going more than 6, but they're just on the outside looking in, and it's really been kind of a little bit of a sputtering offense. I know they put up 33 against the Titans, but it's the Titans, and they only put up 14 against the Texans. Now, we believe the strength of the Texans team is the defense. It was 14-9 in week 1, but they're coming along. At number 6, notice I didn't mention the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions are back in the power surge at 6. As well, believe that the offense that we saw, and it was against the Bears, but it was a statement game. It was a must-win game. They followed up, and I'll give you some context in just a minute when I get done with the other 5. At 5, there's not a lot of movement. In fact, there's no movement. 5 is Tampa, and I didn't move them up. I didn't move them around at all because They've been two tight wins, but they've been two wins on the road against the Falcons and the Texans. And that's why I think the Texans are just on the outside looking in, even at 0-2. Green Bay, I mean, obviously a dominant win over Detroit. And then what they did against Washington, they just controlled that game. Baltimore at 3. Lost to Buffalo, obviously dropped them out of that one position that I had them in to start, and then a win against the Browns, but I think we're going to be talking about a lot of wins against the Browns this year. But they, curious as to, we'll find out more about them obviously on Monday night because we play them Monday night, and yep. Is the defense quote-unquote fixed? I don't know. Philly, 2-0, they come in at 2, and I know everybody wants to say, oh, well, Russ Tucker hit them at 1. Well, they're still at 2 because Cowboys, Chiefs, what do we make of the Chiefs right now? And the Chiefs are in that same group, that lower level group, Denver, Cincinnati, Houston at 0-2. I forgot to mention them. I don't think they're out of it, but they have not played well. So Buffalo's at 1, and I just think that Buffalo, I think they're going to roll through this season. Talked to one of their scouts yesterday, and as long as they stay healthy, I think they're going to be the team to beat. With Josh Allen, and the defense is starting to really play with a little bit of rhythm.
So your 1 through 5 stayed the same. They all yep. won, so I understand. You kicked out your number 6 from last week
yep.
to put in the Lions, who are 1-1. So the Chargers are out, even though they won on Monday night
correct.
To improve to 2-0.
Right, but and I forgot to put the Chargers in that. I did it with Kansas City last week. Chargers are also in that, just on the outside looking in. And here's why. I'm not confident that Justin Herbert is really going to take the next steps. You watch him against the Raiders on Monday night, and they had a 60-yard completion to the TCU receiver, forget his name, Johnston,
mm-hmm.
and two drives in the first half. Other than those two drives, it was a very lethargic offense. I still have questions about their offensive line. Losing, you know, their number one offensive tackle in the preseason.
Later.
Yeah. So that's why they're just on the outside looking in. Plus, they're in a really tough division.
They are. They may win that division, though.
They might.
As it stands today, they're yeah. in first place. I wondered if you would move Baltimore down. Not because, I know they beat Cleveland. It's just not an impressive win where
no.
Green Bay and Tampa are both 2-0 and picked up impressive wins. Baltimore 1-1 still doesn't have an impressive win yet
no.
this season.
But that's more on reputation. It's more on what I think they're going to be able to do with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. I mean, I have a lot of respect for that offense. Now, when we get to the playoffs, man, it might be a different conversation just because of history.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
What do you think? Baltimore's winning at all, so you're going to be a little biased to them.
I may be biased.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom, I don't mean to cut you off, but just for context, I went back and looked at the Power Surge rankings for different websites to see if I was way off base. NFL.com has them at 6, Bleacher Report at 7, ESPN bumped them all the way up to 5, Pro Football Talk at 9, and CBS, the lowest one, they actually dropped a spot at 12.
Who are we talking about? Lions?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
yeah.
did I say?
I don't know if you gave a team. I just
yeah, sorry,
clarify.
Lions, yes, for context.
So I wouldn't put the Lions in yet. And it's out
I wouldn't
of
either.
It's out of respect for other teams. I mean, me, quick, I go Philly, Buffalo, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and the Rams. I think there's a definitive 6 there that's very strong. I have a lot of respect for what Tampa's done. I think Houston and Atlanta could be two potential playoff teams that they beat on the road. Yeah,
yep.
they were close games, but they won those. And now they've lost, though, Kalijah Kansi for the season.
Yeah.
So that's... you know, going to hurt them a little bit, but then the Chargers and the Lions. There's some fraudulent 2-0 teams. Like if you look through history, I mean, the Ryan Leaf San Diego Chargers were 2-0,
yeah,
and then they went 2-14. So you know, you got to. I don't have a problem with leaving some 2-0s out and putting a 1-1 in like Baltimore, but I'm not going to do that for the Lions yet.
Do you think Indy is a fraudulent team?
I'm not sure.
Well, what are we defining as a fraud? Like,
they're 2-0 and they missed the playoffs.
I think they're making the playoffs, so I wouldn't label them a fraud.
I think Arizona's a fraud.
You guys know I'm not a Kyler Murray fan.
No.
But I mean, when you watch them play and they address their biggest need, which was on defense, whether it was defensive line or Will Johnson in the secondary, and we don't know if he's going to be able to stay healthy for 17 games. He couldn't for 12.
I think something that's got to get sorted out are these teams in the NFC West that are 2-0. It's the Rams, it's the
San Francisco,
and it's the Niners, and you're going to get two of them playing head-to-head this week.
I think it's the Rams. Like, and
of that group?
As long as Stafford stays healthy, I think they're going to have a really good season.
They have the best front of that group, I think. All right, there's your power surge. We do it on Wednesdays. It's 97.1.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.